SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's Capitol Hill speech was one for the record books.
Walking in at 1 hour and 40 minutes, Donald Trump's speech set a record for the longest address to a joint session of Congress. He broke the previous record set by President Bill Clinton's 2000 State of the Union address, which ran about 1 hour, 29 minutes. That's according to the American Presidency Project at the University of California at Santa Barbara, which has tracked speech length since 1964.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Powerful storms killing two people in Mississippi, damaged an apartment building and nursing home in Oklahoma, and threatened communities across the nation. Tuesday's large system brought blinding dust storms to the southwest, blizzards with whiteout conditions to the Midwest, and raised fears of wildfires. After more than 850 flights were canceled nationwide on Tuesday, that storm was beginning to snarl traffic at some of the nation's busiest airports on the East Coast, which causes ripple effects across the entire country. Also at SRNNews.com, congressional Republicans have convened a hearing about sanctuary cities on Capitol Hill.
President Trump made immigration a key point of his campaign and drew attention to the issue once again at his joint address on Tuesday night, hosting as guests the mother and sister of slain nursing student Laken Riley.
Arrested and released in a Democrat-run sanctuary city, a disaster, before ending the life of this beautiful young angel.
But some cities and states say cooperating with ICE means victims and witnesses who are in the U.S. illegally won't come forward. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson was asked about the issue at a news conference in late February.
Our song of unity won't change because of who's in the White House.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Stocks are in the red, the Dow dropping 53 points, the NASDAQ composite off 108. This is SRN News. Babies are being saved by pro-life laws.
The Journal of the American Medical Association calls them excess births, a sad way of referring to the more than 22,000 unborn children who were not aborted in 14 states during the 18 months following the repeal of Roe v. Wade. Those states have either near total bans on abortion or limit it to the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Appearing on Washington Watch, Michael New of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says, quote, these pro-life laws are saving life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal analysts think the Supreme Court is likely to side with an Ohio woman who claims she suffered sex discrimination in her employment because she is not gay. The outcome of the case could remove an additional requirement that some courts apply when members of a majority group, including those who are white and heterosexual, sue for discrimination under federal law. This is SRN News. South Carolina will soon execute a convicted killer by firing squad.
It's the first time in 15 years that form of execution has been used in the U.S. Brad Sigmund, convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend's parents in 2001, chose it over the electric chair and lethal injection. He'll be put to death Friday. Since 1608, at least 144 civilian prisoners have been executed by shooting in America. Only three have occurred since 1977, when the use of capital punishment resumed after a 10-year pause. Rich Thomason reporting.
15 prison staffers have been placed on leave following the death of a man incarcerated in New York State. Governor Kathy Hochul said the State Corrections Department staffers were taken off the job at her direction, as state police are probing Saturday's death of Messiah Natwe at a correctional facility in Marcy. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.